WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Stoic Seekers. Brandon Cole here, your guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more grace and grit. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Building emotional resilience through gratitude. Ever feel like you're constantly battling stress, anxiety, or just plain negativity? You know that feeling when the world throws curveballs and you're left wondering if you can even handle another one? Well, guess what? We all have those moments. But the good news is, we don't have to be at the mercy of our emotions. We can actually cultivate a fortress of resilience by shifting our focus to something incredibly potent. Gratitude. Think about it, when you're grateful for the things in your life, big and small, it shifts your entire perspective. You start noticing the good stuff more often, even amidst the chaos. It's like wearing rose-colored glasses that actually help you see the world a little brighter. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? Trust me, I get it. But hear me out. There are some seriously effective strategies we can use to build this gratitude muscle. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your resilience and help you weather any storm life throws your way. First up, keep a gratitude journal. This doesn't have to be anything fancy, just a simple notebook where you jot down 3 things you're grateful for each day. It could be something as simple as a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny morning, or a kind gesture from a stranger. The key is to make it a consistent practice. You'll start noticing the little things that often go unnoticed and your heart will swell with appreciation. Next, practice mindful awareness. This means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you find yourself dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, gently bring your focus back to what's happening right now. Notice the sights, sounds, smells, and sensations around you. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind and appreciating the beauty of this very moment. Third, express gratitude to others. Don't underestimate the power of a simple thank you. Whether it's a heartfelt note, a genuine compliment, or just a verbal expression of appreciation, let those around you know how much they mean to you. It not only brightens their day, but also fills your own heart with warmth and connection. Now, cultivate positive self-talk. We all have that inner critic that sometimes gets a little too loud. But you can choose to retrain that voice to be more compassionate and encouraging. Instead of dwelling on your shortcomings, focus on your strengths and celebrate your accomplishments. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Finally, surround yourself with positive influences. The people we spend time with have a profound impact on our outlook. Seek out relationships with those who lift you up, inspire you, and make you feel good about yourself. Limit your exposure to negativity and drama because it can drain your energy and hinder your growth. Remember, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Choose wisely. Here's a real-world example that might hit close to home. Imagine this, you're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. You start feeling stressed, frustrated, and impatient. But then, instead of letting those negative emotions take over, you take a few deep breaths and shift your focus. You notice the beautiful fall foliage outside your window, listen to your favorite playlist, and remind yourself that even though the situation is inconvenient, it's temporary. You may even use this time to call a loved one or catch up on some emails. By practicing gratitude in these small moments, you can turn a potentially stressful experience into an opportunity for growth and mindfulness. Remember, resilience isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about how we respond to them. So, what are the key takeaways today? First, make gratitude a habit. Keep that journal handy and jot down those things you're thankful for. Second, practice mindful awareness and savor the present moment. Third, express your appreciation to others generously. Fourth, be kind to yourself and cultivate positive self-talk. And finally, surround yourself with positivity and choose your influences wisely. Ready to take action? Start today by writing down 3 things you're grateful for right now. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of Stoic wisdom and leave a review if it resonated with you. Let's build that resilience together, one grateful moment at a time. See you tomorrow for another inspiring journey into the Stoic state of mind. Take care and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.